Hong Kong's high court found media mogul and pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai guilty today of conspiracy to collude with foreign forces and sedition.
The high-profile trial took place under a national security law imposed by mainland China in 2020, which punished people not only for what they did, but also what they said. Anyone who, quote, provoked the hatred of Beijing, who called for Hong Kong separation from mainland China, who received support from a foreign country, as judged by Beijing-backed courts. Sentencing will take place next month. Lai, who is 78 years old, could be sentenced to life in prison. President Trump today weighing in.
I feel so badly. I spoke to President Xi about it, and I asked to consider his release. He's not well. He's an older man, and he's not well. So I did put that request out. We'll see what happens.
Jimmy Lai arrived in Hong Kong at just 12 years old, stowing away on a fishing boat. He rose from factory worker to become a media tycoon and one of its most outspoken pro-democracy voices. In the summer of 2020, he became the highest profile figure arrested under China's newly imposed national security law.
And for perspective on this, we're joined now by Claire Lai, Jimmy Lai's daughter. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have described this as a life or death situation, not just a legal case. When you think about your father right now, what feels most urgent?
Definitely his health. I mean, my father was an extremely robust and strong man going in when he first went in 5 years ago. And, you know, his health, I mean, I've just watched it deteriorate over the last 5 years. But, you know, a lot more alarmingly, in the last 2 years, he's diabetic. He has heart issues, despite having a perfectly healthy heart. But 5 years ago, he has high blood pressure, much higher than it was a year ago. He has nails that are falling off and turning colors. He has rotting teeth. He has waist and back pains. He has a failing eyesight and failing hearing. He has infections that last months despite taking antibiotics, and he just had so many health issues to list out, and we're just extremely, extremely worried about him.
You heard President Trump's remarks. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, also issued a statement today saying, "We urge the authorities to bring this ordeal to an end as soon as possible and to release Mr. Lai on humanitarian grounds." Is there still meaningful space for a diplomatic effort to secure his release?
Absolutely. I mean, I've said it before, but I having sat through every single day of the trial, I mean, I think what it shows is that it doesn't even live up to the name of a show trial. It won't be through the once promising but now highly compromised Hong Kong legal system that this is solved. And it has to be solved between world leaders. And we are extremely, extremely grateful for President Trump, Secretary of State Rubio, and the entire administration for their continued support. They've had a proven track record of freeing the unjustly detained, and we hope that our father will be next.
I read the piece you wrote in the Washington Post last week, and you said, "Even though the Chinese government disagrees, I believe setting him free would be to the government's advantage." Walk us through that. Why would releasing him serve China's interests?
I mean, firstly, it's the only just and it's the only honorable thing to do, and it's the benevolent thing to do. My father has already been in jail for 5 years. A lot of the things he suffers from are not a natural byproduct of prison. I mean, he's denied the Holy Communion. He's natural sunlight is blocked off. He's not allowed to get the rosary, and denied external medical access and so on and so forth. He has suffered enough, and that is the benevolent thing to do. And also, my father, he represents values that we all hold dear, and he also represents everything good, everything good about what was once the financial, crown jewel of China, entrepreneurial spirit, ingenuity, and all of those things. And my father is a British citizen, and he is, if my father dies a martyr in prison, this is a stain on their history that they will not be able to live down.
Denied communion, denied the rosary, and yet his faith is what sustains him.
Definitely. We are so grateful. I mean, I in the last 5 years, I've seen his body break down, but, you know, he is sustained by the prayers of some very good people. And he is, you know, every day he wakes up in the middle of the night to pray, and he wakes up before the crack of dawn to read the gospel. And I truly, we all truly believe that that is what protects, that is, despite his failing body, that is what protects his soul and what protects his mind.
Why is his case resonating far beyond Hong Kong?
Well, because of what he stands for. My father, I mean, he stands for truth. He stands for freedom, the freedom of press. And he stands, I mean, he, you know, despite what the judgment says, I mean, all that they have proven in the trial, that by the time of mitigation will have taken more than 2 years, is that my father is a good man, a man who loves God, who loves truth and loves his family. And that is something that, and who stands for all those, the values we hold dear. And that is something that we can all resonate with.
Claire Lai, thanks again for your time this evening,
and
our best to your family.
Thank you so much for having me.